It is World Series time. And Sean, I know this is a big time of year for you. 8 o'clock tonight, 8:09 actually. The Braves and the Astros in Houston. Matt Napolitano, Fox News correspondent and contributor, joining us to talk a little bit about that game. Matt, what a great assignment for you. Lucky you.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than this. Thanks for having me on this morning, Maria.
Absolutely.
Matt, I love this matchup because the Braves in so many ways were such an afterthought heading into the playoffs. I mean, who thought that they would knock off the Brewers, let alone get to the World Series? But this has become an entertaining team to watch.
Yeah, they've really become the fun one. It's the underdog. I mean, coming in 88-73, they actually had the worst record of all 10 teams entering the postseason. Nobody really thought Atlanta was going to reach this stage, and a lot of people were even still shrugging it off when they had the 3-1 lead against the Dodgers in the NLCS, because we saw what happened last year with Los Angeles rallying and then going on to become the World Series champs. But here the Braves are going for it for the first time in the World Series since 1999, up against an Astros team that really has taken on the sort of villain role ever since the sign-stealing scandal from 2017 and 2018. They're back in the World Series for the third time in 5 years and pretty much went through their opponents as you would anticipate Houston to have gone through the likes of the White Sox and the Red Sox.
Matt, let's talk a little bit about do a scene setter for us. Tell us what it's like in Houston. I know this year has to be different from last year. I mean, last year we were really in the thick of the pandemic. Things are certainly a lot better now. We are seeing crowds at stadiums. There's more excitement in the air for these big public events. So tell us a little bit about what's going on in Houston right now.
Well, the great thing about this World Series is the fact that we're actually back to true home stadiums. Last year, we were isolated to Globe Life Field over in Arlington, Texas, the home of the Texas Rangers, where it was very limited into how many fans could really take part in it. And frankly, not a lot of the fans that were on hand were truly fans of the teams that were involved in the series. But there's definitely a great deal of excitement with the Astros back in this hope to kind of, in a way, shrug off the sort of bad boy mentality. You know, that's something that manager Dusty Baker has been trying to do for this organization. But there's definitely an aura coming into this that there's a bit of more normalcy towards October baseball. It's going to be interesting to see how it definitely translates over into over outside Atlanta as well, where Truist Park is will be there for games 3 and 4. That's going to be a little bit more of an excitement because that's also an area that lost out on the MLB All-Star game, lost out on a lot of small business as a result from Georgia's voter rights law, the decision made there by Major League Baseball. But right now there's just a great deal of excitement knowing that we are just basically days now from crowning a champion.
You know, Matt, it's interesting because the Astros, almost to a man, are trying to say they aren't motivated by, you know, all the chance of cheaters and all the things going back to the sign-stealing scandal. But deep down inside, it's got to be a part of things because people have been trying to tarnish that championship, of course, beating the Dodgers a few years back, in every way, shape, or form since then. It's got to be a small part, right?
It definitely is lingering. You obviously don't want to get yourself too distracted by the narratives. That's their hope going into this series. But at the same time, you want to do your best to shrug it off. I mean, we already saw an issue come up during the American League Championship Series where there was an allegation of this one flashing light that people were seeing out in center field at Fenway Park, and that all this was happening. They were trying to correlate some new story to make it seem like the Astros were up to their, you know, usual tactics, as it were. But the fact is, this is different leadership. Things have changed. They are under a microscope. They're doing what they can to try and sort of dash off that imagery while trying to kind of hone into it as well a little bit, because I think it gives them a little bit more prowess at the plate, playing with a little bit more of a chip on their shoulder to focus on the task at hand. So we'll see if that carries over into the World Series.
And Matt, I know that one of the biggest parts of World Series action, and this is just a fact, revolves around money and TV rights. And I don't know, Sean, you probably have an opinion of this too. Will these two teams really bring people to their TV sets to watch the game? Because that is an important part of what happens with the World Series.
Well, you know, you think back to when the Atlanta Braves were tried to be made into sort of the America's team, as it were, trying to do what the Dallas Cowboys did decades ago with Ted Turner trying to bring them into national broadcast on TBS. So there's definitely a great base for Braves fans to really tune in for this, and especially since it's the first time back in 22 years for them. And then on the same token, you know, everything surrounding the Astros, all the sort of bad boy mentality and trying to see the villains kind of go down. It's almost the same reason people were tuning in for a while for the Super Bowl to see the New England Patriots, to see if they would, you know, be dethroned in a sort of way. So I think there's definitely going to be a great deal of interest that's going to drive some of the viewership up this time around.
Matt, I love this matchup. I mean, this is truly a coin flip. I know people are apt to say, well, it's the Astros. Look how well the Astros did this year. But they haven't been able to maybe pay attention to some of the magic that the Braves are living with right now, both with their bats and their bullpen. How do you see this one playing out?
You know, right now the Braves are coming in the hot team, and they're also coming in with the most depth at each position. You know, the injuries are really more of a struggle on Houston's end, and that's why they're not as much of the favorite in this series as the odds would have probably seen them be had Lance McCullers Jr., who's suffering a forearm injury, had been a part of the starting rotation. I think that there's going to be a good back and forth in this series. Right now, both teams coming in hot offensively at the plate, but if the Braves can continue what they've seen out of Eddie Rosario, Austin Riley in recent weeks, this could definitely go Atlanta's way in a 6 or 7 game scenario, but it all starts with getting things done offensively, because if you got no pop at the plate against the Astros, they will take you for all you are worth when it's their turn to get up to bat.
Matt Napolitano, thank you for joining us this morning here on WJR in the Motor City. Looking forward to a great game tonight, a great series, and lucky you, you get to be working and you get to be in the stadium. You get to watch some history tonight. So we hope you have a great time, and we'll be checking back in with you.
Thank you so much for having me.